I know you and I have had some conversations over the last couple of years. College volleyball, that's your love. I mean, you're a three-sport athlete in high school, but it came down to college volleyball. That's what I want to do.
Yes. I mean, I hadn't played volleyball until I was in seventh or eighth grade, and once I started to play it, I loved it. I mean, I always thought it was basketball. I always told my mom, you know, I'm going to go play basketball for Nebraska, but once I started playing volleyball, it's like, wow, I love this sport, and I really want to go far in it.
No question. And getting ready for Shadron State volleyball here. Are you going down for the springtime?
Yes. Yep. That was the decision. I just made it, you know, a month ago. I went and visited over Thanksgiving break, and I love the coach and all the girls, and I'm really excited for this next chapter. And I want to be closer to home because, I mean, right now I was 9 hours away, and family's always been super important to me. And so, you know, I wanted to give it a shot, and, I mean, it's my last year, so hopefully we can go out with a bang for sure.
And I'm sure Dad was pretty happy. This is his alma mater back in the – did your mom go there too?
Yep,
okay, they're
did.
Both of them. I couldn't remember where your mom went to college, so – that pleased him as well, didn't it?
Yes, they were super excited, and I was on my visit. You know, I told them I really like it here, and my dad was already texting me. He's like, what number are you going to get? He's like, I see number one's open, because that was his number.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was three, and she's like, well, I mean, you can have three, too.
So here here comes the argument.
I was like, happy medium. Is 13 open? They're like, yeah, we have 13. I said, okay,
there
I'll take that
go.
Number. So got both of them.
Good idea. Yeah. I'll just go to one and a three, 13. Why not? Why not? Coach and staff, you've chance to meet them and everything. Everything's cool with them?
Yep, and it's kind of a funny story. So when I went into the transfer portal after Kearney to be closer to my family at the time because we were in Iowa, she reached out to me and she asked if I was interested in giving it a visit. And I said, you know, I want to be closer to my family, so if I went to Shadron, that'd be way farther away. And so I said, if something changes in the next year or two, I'll let you know, because at the time we were talking about moving back here. And then just after this last season, I was, you know, laying in bed one night and I woke up and I was like, Shadron State? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a thought in my mind. And I reached out to her and she's like, yeah, we'd love to get you down here. And so I went on the visit and I loved it. And I mean, the rest is history. So
I'm sure you've learned a lot from your experiences with UNK and Coe College, haven't you?
Yes, yes. A lot of good memories for sure. UNK is a great team and I love my time there. It's just, it was too far away. And mm-hmm. Coe, my sophomore year, we made it to the NCAA tournament and we had a great year that year. So I think just, you know, looking back on what I've been through so far, I think it'll really carry me into this next season, and hopefully it'll be a good one.
Now, position-wise, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been both a middle and a pin hitter, haven't you both?
Yep.
Done both?
Yep. I mean, mostly middle, but at Coe, I played right side a little bit, too, mm-hmm. and they needed me, so, yeah.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, what has the Shadron State coach said?
Middle. They only have one right now.
Okay.
So they were really thrilled to have another middle for the spring because, I mean, one middle in the spring, that's a tough job for sure.
Sixth rotation player?
Maybe. I really want to serve. I love serving.
Yeah.
So.
How are you like playing back row?
Yeah, I can. I mean, I really haven't done it much, but mm-hmm. it's something I like doing for sure.
You bet. Yeah. Just get me on the court.
Yeah.
Put me anywhere.
Yeah. I'll set.
Yeah.
That's a middle stream is setting.
Did you ever in your lifetime, high school, everything, have to set anytime?
Middle school. That's about it.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Just a few years. But if it's going to get me on the court, I'll do it for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's super. That's good. So when's the spring kind of take off now for you and the team?
Classes start the 13th, and then I think we have one or two weeks without anything, and then we lift four times a week and we have three practices a week, but they're like really low-key, and I think one practice is position, so you have that and then you have the two team practices and the lift, so it's not anything super high caliber or anything. It's just getting touches on the ball and getting strong.
So. Did they have any matches up there against some other opponents?
She said that we had a couple tournaments
okay.
in the spring.
Good.
And I know they went to Kearney last year, I'm pretty sure, so that'd be really cool to play against some former teammates. But yeah, I think she said two or three tournaments mm-hmm. is what we have. So
it's always one. This springtime, yeah, it's to get you ready for the fall, but it's to play against each other over and over and over, and every day in practice gets old, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, get some other opponents. Let's see. You don't want to travel, you know, if you don't have to, a long way. So, but just mm-hmm. get somebody else across
yeah.
the net from you.
Yeah, I think she said South Dakota School of Mines. I think they went there a couple times last year. So
some of their RMAC. Conference
yes.
teams.
Yes.
You bet. That'd be nice. You bet. academically, studies, everything, kind of, they have shattering, had what you wanted?
Yeah, business administration. Uh-huh. I started with interior design because that's what my mom does. And they had that at Kearney, but Co. didn't have that. So they told me just to do business. And then I decided that I would just learn what I wanted to learn from my mom and go from there. So.
Oh, following in mom's footsteps a little bit, huh?
Yeah, and dad too. He's in construction. So kind of tag team a lot of projects for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you go out, okay. Do you go out with dad on construction projects and help him a little bit?
Yeah.
You
over,
do?
Yeah, over Thanksgiving break, we poured some concrete. So. Yeah, that was an interesting experience for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know what answer I was going to get on that one. But that's cool that you can help both of them out.
Yep. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's so cool to see a project through, you know, and all the different steps that it takes to get where it is. And it really makes you appreciate people like my dad and mom. So
I know we talked earlier on your siblings. It's good to back here. But they moving back. Both are playing varsity sports right now in basketball. And you enjoy watching them, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Aspen and Tako are really fun to watch on the court. And Cinnamon was, too. She was a defensive fanatic. Like, she was so good. And I mean, my siblings are, they love it here, they've told me, and they have great friends and great teammates, and so it's been really fun to watch them the past couple weeks and playing basketball.
Do you keep tabs on your old high school in Iowa? You kind of follow what they're doing, don't you?
Yeah, they're a great basketball school. Mm-hmm. I think Iowa really knows basketball, I think, and Nebraska knows volleyball, and so I mean, every state has their own thing. And yeah, it's been good to keep tabs on them. And volleyball, they did really well this year, too. They had a new coach, so.
It's kind of weird that it's thinking this is your final year.
I know. It's crazy. It's flown by so fast. It feels like I was just in middle school and then it's high school. And it's like, wow, that was 3 years ago. And this is my last year of college. Then it's out in the real world. It's kind of scary.
Wait till you become a parent. I mean, and it's, yeah, you're thinking.
Not yet, Rich.
I know. No, I'm not saying that. No, you got a long ways. But just thinking about your kids and everything, you got one more year and that's it.
I know. It's crazy. I'm excited, but at the same time.
What do you want to do after? This is kind of a question. It's like, well, I don't know. Do you have an idea what you want to do?
I think own my own business. I really like coffee shops. Uh-huh. I've worked in one since I was a freshman in high school, and I just love the environment. You know, my grandparents and my great aunt and uncle founded Scooters, so coffee's kind of in our family. So,
they did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, my grandma's sister, so.
How about that?
On side of the family, yeah. So.
Wow.
I think just coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, or just owning my own business in general. But yeah, I kind of have some ideas, but nothing set in stone yet, obviously. So.
Hey, we all know that's a heck of a franchise.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So you'd like to have your own one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, or just invest in Scooters as well.
Sure.
It kind of just depends on what my options are.
See, so. You got a plan, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to stick with volleyball? I mean, you've been volleyball all your life. You want to stick with the game coaching or helping or something like that?
If the opportunity arises, yeah. And I know that one of the assistants at Shattern right now, she played for them and she's an assistant. So, like, if an assistant position opened up, I mean, I wouldn't turn it down for sure. But
awesome. Yeah. Good deal. Well, I'm glad everything worked out with Shattern and everything. Everything's going well. And you'll be leaving here in a week or so?
It's crazy. I'm already halfway through break, and it seems like I just got here. So,
Mom and Dad, I'll be moving you up there for a final time, huh?
Yep.
You bet.
For sure.